power of social messaging apps. Perhaps the question should not be why use social messaging apps, but rather why isn't everyone already doing it? What is it about this form of marketing that has made it such a little-known secret among top marketers? Perhaps it's because, as with so many things, creators are too determined to focus on quantity over quality. What does that mean? Essentially, many creators will consider a marketing strategy only if they think it can make a huge impact on their numbers. They want ROI. They want their hard work to pay off. And so, focus on the kind of work that is easily quantifiable. Here, social messaging falls down a little. After all, you will typically only send a WhatsApp to one person at a time. And that person is an already established lead. It is someone whose number you already have in your database, which means it's someone who already knew about your business. Therefore, WhatsApp involves engaging in a lot of effort in order to send a message to just one person who was already on your list. Your numbers don't go up, and your marketing department has nothing to show for their work. Compare that to a single Facebook post, which, in theory, can lead to thousands of new contacts in a matter of hours, and it becomes apparent that social messaging apps just don't have quite the same appeal for a lot of companies. But that is entirely missing the point. The point of social messaging apps is not to try and get a large quantity of new customers. Rather, it is about building the quality of your existing leads. And it's about conversions. Developing relationships. A lead is a customer, client, or potential customer or client that you have a relationship with. This is someone that you can contact, meaning that you own their contact details, and meaning that they are already familiar with your business. In most cases, they should already have given you permission to message them. When we buy from a company, we will typically go through four stages, which are commonly referred to by marketers as AIDA. That means awareness, interest, desire, action. That's awareness of the product, interest in the product, desire for the product, and then the final purchase. If you think of traditional social media marketing techniques as being predominantly aimed at the first two points, social messaging marketing is about the latter two. What's more is that social messaging helps to increase familiarity, trust, and authority. Three things that help to lubricate the process and encourage a lead to move from the first stage to the latter. You'll collect leads by making sales, by getting customers to sign up for various newsletters, etc., and through the use of chatbots and comments. We will discuss all of these topics later in the training. But once you have the lead, you can't just expect that to lead to sales. And nor should you immediately dive in and try to sell something. Think of this a little like dating. Imagine that you have noticed someone in a bar, awareness, gotten to talking, interest, and then given them your number. They are now a lead. What do you do next? You message them. Wait for them to message you, and you might well have lost that prospective date entirely. Worse is if you invite them over for sex. They hardly know you. So all they're going to do is get creeped out, delete your number, and potentially call the police if you bother them again. Not good. You can't ask for a big transaction like this without first establishing rapport, trust, and mutual attraction. You know what else doesn't work? Sending the new prospective date a series of automated emails designed to work for every type of person. It's not exactly personal, and they'll smell this a mile off. They're not getting to know you any better. Sales is the same. If you wait for a sale to just happen once you have your lead, then you will likely lose that person. Likewise, you can't expect someone simply knowing about your business to be enough to then try to sell to them. Even showing moderate interest is not enough. They have to not only desire the product or service, but also feel safe in the knowledge that if they pay you, you will deliver. They need to believe that the product or service will be just as you describe it. And they need to know you're not going to then sell your contact details. How do you get someone to know you in both scenarios? You message them. And you have an actual conversation. This is huge. There are other reasons that you might be worried about using Messenger or WhatsApp in business. Perhaps you're concerned about privacy, or perhaps you don't know how to go about it. Well, don't worry. All of that is going to be explained and fixed over the coming videos. You'll learn how to get people to give you their contact details willingly and then contact you in order to ask just the right questions that will allow you to sell to them. More benefits. Convenience and immediacy. On top of this, text or instant messaging marketing is a form of marketing that occurs right in our pockets. This means you'll be reaching people when they're out and about or when they're browsing the web during the day. This has a much more sensitive temporal aspect, and that means that if you message people during Saturday afternoon, there's a chance that they'll look at it while they're out shopping, which isn't generally the case even with email, which we normally assume can wait. That means you may even influence their buying behavior there and then. No need for them to remember anything in the first place. Marketing to short people. These days, nearly everyone is texting from nippers to seniors, which makes text marketing a viable option no matter what your business is. However, it's also worth noting that some demographics use mobile phones even more than others, and generally these are quite desirable demographics, specifically teenagers with a healthy disposable income. This means that you're reaching out to an audience that have few financial commitments but are starting to get money in their wallets. Better yet, most teens these days are using smartphones like iPhones, which means that even if they aren't out shopping, they'll be able to head online and visit your site there and then, especially as smartphones handily turn URLs into hyperlinks that open in the native browser. Combine this with multimedia benefits of smart messaging, and you have a whole world of marketing possibilities. Facebook reach is shrinking. There's another reason that more and more people are turning to Messenger and other forms of instant messaging. Facebook's organic reach has massively shrunk. There was a time that you could post something to your Facebook group, and you would then find that a large number of people who followed you would see it. Today, that's not quite so true. Users started getting fed up with only seeing posts from businesses and never seeing anything from their friends. And as such, Facebook adapted and started showing fewer business posts. The fact that this also drove more companies to use their expensive advertising platform was a nice added bonus. Thus, companies are looking for other ways to reach Facebook's community. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is through instant messaging.